This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have you been?
Well, if we can keep the rain away, we'll be good.
Yes, definitely. But it hasn't been that bad, I got to say.
Some bouts here and there.
A little windy in the garden. My tomatoes aren't exactly happy yet, but a little bit of wind burn on a couple of the leaves. But I think we're going to pull through and be okay.
Yesterday was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was.
Well,
yes.
No, I guess it was a couple days ago now.
Yeah, but there were some good days this week. Yep. It's perfect for real estate. We're doing good. That, of course, folks, is Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
I am fantastic, Lance. Thanks for having me once again.
Yeah, well, definitely very, very good to have you here, and great to get this show in. I am super excited because next week I'm headed down to Dallas to see none other than Mr. Glenn Beck.
Wow.
And so get a couple pointers on how to really do a radio show.
You know, just listen every Monday through Friday from 6 to 9.
Yeah, exactly. But really excited.
That's awesome.
We definitely get a chance to talk to him about real estate, and he's a big big backer, proponent of what we do. So a couple times a year we get to go down there and see him and see how things are going. And, yeah, maybe, I mean, I got to think over the next couple months the show will just get better and better after I've been,
it's pretty good already.
Okay.
There's always room for improvement, I suppose,
definitely.
Right?
So excited for that and to kind of mastermind with some other real estate agents while we're down there and pick up some new ideas. You know, one of our things at the Kenmore team and one of our processes is really taking a look at national trends, what some of the best teams and agents are doing across the country, speaking with them about what's working, best practices, way to do stuff. And so, yeah, so Karen and I and the team were excited to spend some time with some of those really best of industry type people and then bring some of those ideas back. So super excited about that. We do always like to start off.
Wait, Lance, before we get too far into the show, I got to get McKay's reaction to the Hawks locking up Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman this last week. And we know that the home opener is Hawks versus Packers. And there's
absolutely
not going to be any holdouts that game. How many times do you think Rodgers gets picked off of that game?
I'd say probably zero, but I will say might take a bet as to whether we change Sherman's name to Toast.
Oh,
like
wow.
Butter or jam.
Well, we're
going
to come
toast.
Back to this conversation about the second week of September.
I'm going to call up the sports show and get you two a guest appearance over there for sure. But I'm sure there might be an on-air bet as we get a little closer to that.
I'm all about it.
Very good.
So all I can say is NFL Sunday Ticket, I don't have to watch them.
Back to the real estate side of things. We've got our celebrity crazy story. Director Ron Howard, you might have heard of him before. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons the story I always laugh is it doesn't matter really what level you're at. A lot of people in life cycle go through the same thing. So he has finished raising his family and is needing to downsize. Now, for him, that looks a little different than maybe some of us common folk. But that is a downsize. He's listed as Greenwich, Connecticut estate for $27.5 million. They raised their family on that country estate, and what this is a 6-bedroom, 4.5-bath, 2-story house, 14-seat movie theater, indoor pool, gym, yoga studio, crazy indoor tennis and basketball, all in the same complex. So definitely a high dollar amount. But really what happened is, like you said, we raised our family here, done with that, met our goals, and now time to downsize.
What would kids have to use a yoga studio
for? Yeah, that might have been a little more for the guests or the parents, I would think. However, McKay, you do say that. There was an article in the paper this week about, I think, a 12-year-old yoga instructor from California.
Wow.
So you must have missed that one. It was in the paper, for sure. So one of the things we've been helping a lot of people with locally is this exact same process of downsizing. And so one of the things we were talking at our team meeting this week, and I said, okay, what should I talk about on the radio this week, and came up with some ideas. One of the major things we came up with, especially from my closing coordinator, because she runs into this a lot more, is how hard it is to actually move. And we have a lot of people that are downsizing, and a lot of people that are going from, say, they're going from 3,000 square feet to 1,500, and what that process looks like, what it takes to be ready to move, because a lot of times, if you're not prepared, you get a contract. Some of these people, and more should be, are working with Mr. Tom Coyne over here, and that's a 30-day close, and not 45, 60, 70 like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're getting contracts with 30-day closes. And I tell you what, some of the sellers, you should be a little scared, because that's not a lot of time to get everything packed up and get your house ready to move. So you really need to start thinking about that process earlier. One of the first things that people do when they're putting their house on the market and they need some buffer zone, it costs a little bit more but can be very, very valuable in the selling process, but also the moving process, is having a storage unit or a shop somewhere or a place that you can use as a flex space, kind of a holding area for where you can put things you're not currently using. You don't want to be concerned about moving within a couple day time period, and having that holding flex space that you can do. And there's a couple different ways you can do that. We've had Larson Transfer on the show before. One of the really unique things that they have is they have their movable storage units that they'll deliver right to your front door. It can save down on the number of trips and the easeability. So what we have a lot of clients do is they get ready to put their house on the market, and they'll call up Dean over there at Larson Transfer. He'll bring one of those units out, set it right beside the house or in front, fill it up with all of your stuff, and then he comes, picks it up, takes it to his complex, and stores it until you need it, and then can even drop that at your new house. So you have that flexibility of having that storage unit. It's mobile, so you don't even have to make all of the trips back and forth down there. And you can pack that up with stuff that you don't need today. So number one is we definitely recommend using some sort of flex space or storage unit. It also gives you the added benefit, if you start this process prior to putting the house on the market and listing it, is it declutters the house. Decluttering the house is really what can make a house look a lot bigger. I can show you two 2,500 square foot homes, very, very different homes, one decluttered, one with clutter. You would swear that the 2,500 foot one with clutter in it feels like about 1,800 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes such a big difference in a perception to buyers that's one of the tips to get ready to start moving. Number two that I wrote down is having all of your supplies gathered up and in one spot. You know, having a packing center, a central location where you can go to get stuff. So you get your moving boxes of different sizes. You get your padding supplies. You get your bubble wraps. You get your wrapping sheets, your scissors, and your packaging tape, and you put it all in one spot. Now, then the next one of the best tips and systems that we've seen a lot of our clients use that have had the most success over the last couple of years and into this supply area and putting it is different colored labeling stickers. So you can go to your Office Depot, you can go to those stores, and you can get sheets of different colored labeling stickers. What you then do is if you have your children, you as they're packing and putting stuff away, you have the yellow room. So one of your kids might be the yellow room. Every box that comes out of that room, on top of being labeled, gets a yellow sticker put on four sides of it. And then you have a second kid, and you put the green stickers on that. So what happens then when you have people helping you move, when you're going to the new house and your truck is full of all of these boxes, the first thing you do when you get keys to your new house is you just run in and on the doors of the different rooms, you put that colored sticker. So you put the yellow room up, you put the green room sticker up. So then friends helping you move, they just grab a box, look at what color sticker's on it, and then make tracks for that room.
Yeah, that's handy.
It makes it really simple, and then you can get 4, 5, 6 different people helping you. It'll make the process go faster, and it's not organizational chaos because they know where to take stuff. So that is probably one of the best systems and the biggest tips that we've seen done over the last couple of years, and I've used it myself because it just makes things super, super easy. Some of the next stuff that people forget about sometimes is always remember not to overpack boxes. I mean, this is one of the biggest things. It's harder for people to carry. The boxes end up breaking. It just creates a huge, huge, huge mess. Another tip that people use sometimes is you can use your clothing from your closets to wrap some of your most fragile items up. So instead of burning through a ton of expensive bubble wrap and stuff, you can use your existing clothing to pack up those fragile boxes. So that's a huge, huge tip that helps a lot. And then once again, we already talked about try to keep the rooms together as much as possible. If you can just have all of that room packaged in its own boxes and not intermixed, it'll make things go very, very quick. Before we go to break, I'm going to give the last tip, and that is please do not pack away in the storage unit, in the front of the trailer, or in the where you can't get to it. Do not pack away your financial records that your lender needs.
Lance, thank you for this.
Okay.
Thank you for this. I can't count how many times I've heard them. You mean I got to go dig through my storage unit to find my W-2s?
Yes. That's exactly right. And so this happens all the time. So we tell people that drawer where you keep your financial documents, your taxes, that box, if packed into a box, needs to be kept at your house with you or in a file box of important documents. You generally, along with your moving truck information, the numbers that you're going to need to process the move, your utility providers that you're going to need, all of those important documents need to stay in a box that is open and accessible. So that'll help out a lot. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Tom about using these financial documents to get a loan on a property and some of the new and exciting things that are going on at Umpqua.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking today about some general move tips that some of our friends have given us that own moving companies, some of the things we've collected over the last couple years. And it can really help out, whether you're making a move with your spring and summer stuff to a storage unit, picking it back out. There's some great labeling techniques and some great ideas that you can use. One of the things right before the break we talked about in a tip we gave out is remembering to keep accessible your financial documents because in the loan process, your lender is going to need these to review when they're working on the loan. So, Tom, tell us what's going on at Umpqua over there. I know still a lot of exciting changes and stuff going on, and the market's been real hot. First of all, before you tell me what's exciting over there, holy smokes on those interest rate sheets that you emailed over to me earlier last week.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
You know, we've been creeping back up, and then we made a turn, and they're right back down there again.
Yeah, rates are the lowest they've been in over a year.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, so I was excited to see you that we've had a couple buyers pull the trigger on things the last week or two just because of that. So if you've been thinking about it or are a little unsure on your rates, get them over to Tom here to double check and take a look at them.
Yeah, absolutely. Our rates are extremely competitive. Even if you've spoken to another lender thinking about buying a house, maybe you're talking about refinancing, give me a call. Very, very good chance that we'll be able to offer you a little savings there with how great rates have been. So we're kind of making this, the last few weeks is all about Umqua, all the new programs we've been rolling out. I want to just keep that rolling. We're getting a lot of buzz in the market and people calling saying, oh, I talked to so-and-so and I heard you guys are doing this now, or I've never even heard of this program before. Tell me about it. So want to go over some of the stuff we're doing. Of course, we do every loan program that's out there, USDA, FHA, VA, conventional, all of them. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for people who come and they meet with us. They know that they have access to every program that's possibly available. This just allows us to better serve our clients. If we had a limited number of programs or only a handful of options, that's all we have to put them in. But when we have every program that the market possibly offers, they know that they're going to be able to get the best program that fits their needs. Now, one thing that's really important to us, and borrowers don't see it, realtors don't see it, is we don't have any overlays. Now, what an overlay is let's say VA or FHA has their set rules, and they say, okay, we'll go down to a 620 credit score for a manufactured home. Well, Sterling had an overlay saying, okay, that's great that Fannie Mae will do that, but we're going to require 660.
Okay, gotcha. So a little bit tighter.
Yep. And so an overlay is a rule that the bank puts in place to make themselves feel comfortable. Even though they could go below that or have more flexible guidelines, it's just a stance that they take. Now, overlays, it just means less people will get qualified. We have absolutely no overlays. It makes it really easy for us. I can look right at Fannie Mae guidelines. Okay, here's what they allow, and boom, we're rolling. So it makes it really nice for us and really great for our clients. Now, we service all of our loans. Not a single loan will get sold off from Umqua except our Home Advantage loans, and those are through the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. It's some of our low down payment and no down payment options. Those are the only loans that we don't service in-house, and those make up maybe 5% of the loans that we do. Other than that, you'll always make your payment straight to Umqua or at any one of our branches. We'll go down to a 620 credit score on all programs, including manufactured homes. This is huge because we used to require a 660 credit score for manufactured homes on all loan programs, and we'll go down to 620 on even a conventional loan for manufactured.
Wow.
Tying right into that, we're doing manufactured conventional loans with just 5% down. This is a big, big change for us. We used to require 20% down for a conventional loan. So let's say I had a client come in, they have perfect credit, they got a stable job, good income, low debt to income, but they just have maybe 5% to put down. In the past, I'd have to go FHA with them because that was the only option for borrowers. Now that we rolled out this new option in our market, I'm able to take well-qualified buyers who are buying a manufactured home and put them in a conventional loan. And if you've heard me talk on the show, conventional is always better to go than FHA. But it's just another option for people to be able to get into, like say, a manufactured home with just 5% down. This is a change, and I know we ran into this in the past, Lance, where I had a client who didn't believe in borrowing credit. They had no credit cards, no auto loans, no student loans, nothing. So they had no credit scores. We will now finance people with no credit scores. So it's a big deal. A lot of people, maybe they had credit in the past, they got themselves in trouble, and then 6 years ago they just stopped using their accounts, and now they have no scores. Before, I could not do that loan. I'd have to have them go out, you know, open an account or two, build up that credit, come back and see me in 6 months, 12 months. What we'll do is we use alternative credit to essentially prove their creditworthiness. Now, let's say they've been renting. We're going to get 12 months of canceled checks showing they've paid their rent on time. Or maybe they have a gym membership, and we can document that they pay their gym membership every month. These are the type of things that we consider alternative credit. Rent is going to be a big one. We're going to want to see that they're making some sort of house payment. But we'll use these non-traditional credit lines to essentially build the credit portfolio for the client, and that's going to make us comfortable and allow us to finance one.
And Tom, that's huge. You know, the radio station here actually last month promoted and we sponsored an event, Total Money Makeover Live, with Dave Ramsey's group, and it was fantastic. And a lot of people in that program don't have credit scores because they follow his system. And in the past, that's been extremely, extremely difficult to get financing. Super excited to see you now tied up with somebody that's going to allow you to do that and then further serve that community. That's just an incredible change with us being in that program and an ELP here and stuff. That's an incredible change that really gives you, helps out a lot of people that are basically being ultra responsible.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And probably the type of people you want to lend money to.
Absolutely.
So to kind of open that up to them, man, that it makes me extremely happy.
Yeah, it's been unfortunate because in the past, you know, someone comes in and they say, geez, you know, I don't believe in borrowing $7,000 on a credit card and overextending myself, and now I'm getting punished for it. So it was unfortunate when I had to turn them away because really a credit score is the only way that we can gauge how well someone repays their debts. Without the credit score, it's really hard to do that. And so to have this option of using non-traditional credit, it's a really good resource for clients. And this is for all of our loan programs. There's not just one special program. No scores on all programs will be okay.
Mom, this is why I'm glad we do the radio show, because now I'm a little bit torqued here that you didn't call me earlier this week and tell me about this. Like, I'm finding out about this in real time.
You are? I like to get the real reaction out of you.
Okay, good. I'm super excited about it.
Another aspect of Umqua that we have is our portfolio programs. Now, portfolio program is anything that doesn't fit into standard guidelines like FHA, VA, conventional. For some reason, it's just a little outside the box. Maybe the guy has 10 properties. He's got 10 rentals. A lot of lenders won't even touch that. A lot of lenders stop at 4. Actually, Umqua will go to 20 with our portfolio. But portfolio is what I consider common sense underwriting. So for one reason or another, it doesn't fit into a specific program. But the loan makes sense. It's a well-qualified client. You know, this makes sense. It just doesn't fit into traditional guidelines. We'll keep this loan in-house. We lend our own money, so therefore we can make our own rules on these programs. And there's a number of different programs built into our portfolio of loans that are out there. One of them is our rural program for homes with larger acreage, even if there's a little bit of farming on it.
Right, yeah.
So let's say you got someone who is buying a cabin up in the mountains, and it's got 60 acres. That's something we can never do before. We will absolutely do that loan as long as there's comparables out there, of course, for a well-qualified client. So there's a lot of little niche programs that fit into portfolio. Another one is our construction loan. We just had a show last week about that.
Yep, exactly.
If you missed the show, for our preferred builders out there, we'll finance 95% of the home's acquisition costs for new construction. I don't know of any lenders that do that. 90% on jumbo loans, all in one close. We just have a flat $1,495 construction fee, no other origination charges. We'll even do new manufactured land home packages with our construction loan. Let's say someone's got a lot and they want to go get a new manufactured home from a dealership. We'll package up an entire construction loan to move the home to the lot, set it up, the whole deal, all as part of the construction package. Or you can go and find a lot and do it that route too. So a lot of different options there. So we have every loan program that's possibly available. If you come talk to me about your financing, you can definitely rest assured that you're getting all the options that are out there. Now, Lance, I think you know this, and this is probably the reason you like to work with me, is service is absolutely my focus. If we're not providing the absolute best service someone can find out there, then I'm not living up to my own expectations, and therefore I'm certainly not meeting my clients' expectations. And unfortunately, when you go and get a home loan, you don't know that you've selected the wrong lender until you're into the transaction and now it's too late. So
yep.
I'd be happy to provide you with some reviews from past clients. And if you ever need anything, want to talk about your options, whether it's today or you're thinking about in 6 months and you're trying to get yourself ready, feel free to give me a call. The office number is 783-7300.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Tom. There's just been so much exciting stuff come out of this move for you and the options, and it's really allowed us to kind of think outside the box a little bit for transactions and stuff that we might not have been able to do before that we're considering now. So, in fact, I'd already called you on the construction loan and then the ag loan, which I wouldn't have considered for somebody had already talked about. So, good information. Before the break, we were giving out a little bit of information about some moving tips. Just a couple more here to round out before we have to get out of here and get back to work. But number five was pack a suitcase for each member of the family several days in advance. With a couple extra outfits in it, a couple of maybe it's a child's favorite blanket or a book or something. But let everybody have one suitcase like you were going on a trip so that if all else fails, if closing doesn't happen on Friday night and then you have to wait till Monday to move into the house.
Now, this, of course, doesn't happen with my clients.
Never happened. No. But in reality of real estate, there are things outside of the control of sometimes local providers that could cause that to happen. If that did, you will be very, very glad that you have that individual suitcase for family members that you pack to give you a couple extra days of buffers.
Including your six-year-old's Nintendo DS.
Yes, and exactly. Very, very important. Or the iTouch. The other thing that I wrote down that we see a lot of people that wait too long into the process and then they get in a rush and cause them all kinds of problems, is I wrote down, take this opportunity to clean out the house and throw stuff away. If you start 3 months ahead of time, you can clean out that junk drawer. You can throw away stuff that you haven't seen in 4 years and you're wondering why you kept. The nice part about it is instead of emptying that junk drawer into a box and then moving it and then putting it in a new place, it gives you the opportunity to really go through that kitchen, go through that garage, and clean out all of the stuff that you no longer need. And then the last one that I wrote down, one of the best tips I've seen too, is when you are looking at computers and electronics, we all have at our disposal so often nowadays, speaking of iTouches and iPhones, is the ability to take a quick picture of the layout and configuration of all of those wires. Snap a quick picture of the back of the computer, then you can pull your phone up, and when you're putting it all back together, you can figure out where it goes.
You're sitting there in your new house, you got your new TV going, pizza's on the table.
Exactly. So those are a couple of the tips we've gotten from our movers over the years, from our clients, and from people that have helped us with that. It makes a big, big difference. We have amazing service providers that have taught us this. We've had on the show in past years. If you need help with any of that, packaging, supplies, getting a hold of movers, please go to kenmoreteam.com. Let us know how we can help, and we will get you pointed in the right direction. After that, we're always going to be back here next Saturday talking some more about local real estate, and we're going to announce next weekend a huge new program to the Kenmore Team.
So you're going to want to be listening right here on News Talk 870.